WL. This is WB9YPA. I can't talk very long, but I'm in the middle of something, but just wanted to pop in here and let you know that you're being heard.
Yeah, good to hear from you, K9TWL. Just got a new TY9000 1.2 meter radio up and going yesterday. So far I like it. Very pleased.
Yeah, okay. Yep, the twit. Yeah, if you ever put it in your car, make sure and don't leave the microphone in your car. Take it out in the winter time. I know someone that has a TYT9000 and he's had to buy 3 microphones so far.
Oh no, that's no good. Yeah, I pretty much plan on keeping this in my shack, in my house. I have a Yaesu VX6 if I'm mobile that I usually take with me.
Oh, you'll be just fine then. Yeah, there's something about the winter time. I don't know why, but it takes out the microphones. And I don't know. I think what it is, it might be because the guy, when he's talking into the mic, I think the moisture from his breath condenses in the cold microphone, and I think that might be what does him in. So don't know, but that's just a particular thing. Maybe they fixed it, you know, on newer TYTs. So I don't know. And it's funny you said 1.2 meters. It really is. They used to call it 1.25 meters, but now it's actually 1.2 because we don't get to use that bottom 2 megahertz anymore. Well, we get to use, let's see, the 1 megahertz segment that's under, let's see, we get 219 to 220, but we don't get 220 to 222. So I think you're right in saying 1.2.
Yeah, cool. The FCC still lost some bandwidth, so but at least we still have something, I guess. But yeah, it's definitely in the 1.2 range now.
Yep, UPS bought it, you know, and that's part of the auctioning that they do when they figure out that the hams aren't interested in using some of their privileged frequencies. So the FCC says, well, it's time to auction some of this stuff off, and that's what they do. And then, of course, when they do, then a lot of the hams, they all get there, a lot of them get up in arms over it and say, hey, well, you know, what are you doing? You know, yeah, that happened back in the 11 meter days, of course, but they weren't using 11 meters. And that was kind of sad because the 11 meter band was, I guess it was really an awesome band, you know, for DX and stuff. So I don't know. But now the CBers aren't even using it. I don't know. I don't hear any. I once in a while, for the fun of it, I'll tune around to see what's going on there. And it's like maybe one or two channels, you know, I'll hear stuff on there. And that's about it.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense why they sold it off. Might as well make better use of it if somebody else can use the bandwidth. But yeah, I haven't messed with CB for a long time. My dad was into it when I was a kid in the 70s and 80s. He was really into it and had a tower and everything at home. But I haven't really even listened to it recently. I thought if I ever run across a cheap radio, maybe I'll pick one up just for the fun of it.
I've got some sitting on the shelf I need to repair that some guys brought over, and they kind of abandoned them. So they're sitting around. I never got rid of them. And I don't know, maybe I'll fix one of them up and use it. I don't know. I don't know. Because some of the stuff, usually what I hear on there is the same stuff I hear on a lot of the HF bands. You know, I mean, all you have to do is tune around like 7200 or 3860. And lots of cussing and swearing. And it's like, would I ever encourage my grandson to get a ham radio license? I mean, you can't really show him too much stuff on the HF bands, you know, as far as phone, because there's so much cussing and swearing on amateur radio bands. It's pretty bad, I think. I realize people say, well, there's an on-off switch on your radio, or you got a dial, just tune the dial to another frequency. Well, yeah, I mean, how does my grandson unhear stuff like that?
Yeah, luckily I haven't heard a whole lot yet, but I know there's some bands to stay away from. Seen some online posts of some bands that kind of get hijacked by clubs and whatnot, and kind of stay away from those. They get really political and whatnot, but yeah, the bands I tend to navigate towards are usually pretty good. People follow the rules and have a nice time.
Well, yeah, and on the net the other night on 220, I run a net on there, and everything was going along just fine, and some guy starts talking about female body parts. And one of the guys said, well, we know where this is coming from, and they disconnected that repeater from the net. So, you know, they took action. But, you know, I don't know. I think, and I don't mean to, not trying to be mean toward no-coders, you know, the guys that don't know the Morse code, but I think when they drop the code requirements, I think it allowed, I think there's some discipline to knowing the code, and I think it used to keep a lot of that riffraff off of the amateur radio bands.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, it's kind of funny because I'm sitting here right now putting together a code training kit so I can start learning. But yeah, I agree. It's gotten a little bit too easy for some people to get in, and I always kind of wonder how many technicians are using general frequencies and whatnot that shouldn't be.
Well, yeah, that's funny too. Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff going on FT8. There's a lot of technicians that are on the HF bands, you know, using FT8, and it's like, so, you know, of course, you know, we read about that stuff. They publish a lot of that stuff, like in the QST and that kind of stuff. So it happens. I don't. I mean, yeah. Either they cheated on the exam